Welcome back. Michael Ron Thomas here. It's For Love of Food at SaverLife.com. And just I had a couple of fun posts this week at Rochester Food Net on Instagram. And a couple of things to look for. I posted something about the Osage orange, which is, it's not orange and it isn't an orange. It's green and looks like a texture of like a brain or something. It's a bizarre looking fruit. It's not edible. It's something that's used kind of for decoration and supposedly to keep things like spiders away. Although I don't know how many you'd have to have and how close together they'd have to be to keep spiders out of your house. But they smell really intriguing, and they have just a fascinating thing, Osage orange. So you might have a neighbor that has one, and the fruit just sit on the ground, and they just get rid of them in the fall, winter. Maybe they let you have some, or you may find them for sale at some of the farm markets. I found some at the Castile Cider Mill, and Herd Orchards often has some. So Osage orange, you should look for it and get one or two, and you might spend 50 cents or a dollar on them, and they last a long time. They don't really rot. They'll dry out kind of eventually. They don't, if you cut them open, it's not a fruit like you might imagine with the name Osage orange. So look for them. It's worth getting. Also, Asian pears. I've been eating quite a few of those, and this is their season. And it's a kind of a short season. So if you haven't tried them, they're like the crispness of an apple, a really crisp apple, and the sweetness of a pear. It's an intriguing texture, and you want to eat them right away. You don't want to let them sit. You're keeping them in the refrigerator to keep them fresh and crisp longer. But look for some Asian pears. They're round, sort of the shape of an apple, but the taste of a pear, and really crisp. I would recommend taking the skin off them. The skin is kind of grainy and very heavy, so I always peel them, and also around the center, which looks, it's like a pear or apple in the center, there can be some, you have to get some of the tougher stuff out that's around those center seeds, which is pretty easy to do. It's just if you don't get all that, it's a little bit chewier. But once you figure that out, which is pretty easy, you'll probably love them. Asian pears are really delicious. So look for those. And again, the season is short, so don't wait. Also, a friend of mine gave me a jar of Non-Tastic's Makani sauce, Dad's Sweet Makani sauce. And my clearest memory of Makani is on chicken. That's kind of what I associate with probably more Americanized Indian food, although and the sweetness of it may also be more Americanized. When they initially gave it to me, I was just like, well, I don't really eat chicken. But why don't I just put it on some vegetables? So I roasted eggplant and potatoes whole, just threw them in the oven, poke some holes in them so they don't explode in your oven, and baked them for an hour, about 400 degrees, and cut them up into pieces. You can eat the skin of the eggplant, so pretty easy to cut up. And I just cut up the potatoes with the skins on them too, and then put this Makani sauce on, and it was fabulous. So you should have heard the remarks at our kitchen table from family members who, like, wow, this is so good. And then the best recommendation for it is some of us going back in the refrigerator and you know, having it for lunch and for a snack, and you know, the leftovers are not going to make another dinner because people have been eating it. So eggplant and potato, and probably not sweet potato, just because this does have some sweetness to it. It's not as sweet as I was expecting it to be, though. And maybe not as sweet as I've had in some Indian restaurants. So you can get this at Nantastic in Henrietta. I think their sister restaurant, Rebel Pie, also sells it. And you'll probably start seeing it in some of the shops that sell local products here in the near future. They sold out of their first batch, or one of their first batches, and now have it back in stock. And it's, I don't know, it was like $6, $7 for a jar. And I put one jar over, I guess it was like two eggplant and, you know, six or seven baked potatoes. Because I just cut everything up. And it was just delicious. I would imagine adding chickpeas would be really delicious for some protein. Or using some crunchy chickpeas on top. Some of the snack chickpeas would be great served on top of it. It'd be roasted cauliflower cut up would be perfect in this. And then I had some mushrooms that I'd sauteed, kind of an extra batch of mushrooms when I sauteed them. I had some extras and put some of those in, and that was a pretty spectacular combination. I would imagine broccoli would be great, since cauliflower probably is. You could put almost any vegetables in this makhani sauce, and it's got heavy cream in it. So it's kind of like a vodka sauce in a sense, the creaminess, the color, but some wonderful spices in it. And it's, again, Nantastic has started making this sauce. So look for that. You should definitely try it. And if you like chicken, you'll probably love this on the chicken. I think you could put it on pretty much everything, actually, it would seem. But somehow what I started with just by accident, because I happen to have some eggplant and I know our family likes eggplant and some potatoes, I just want to do something really easy. You put in the oven for an hour and walk away and come back, cut them up, put the sauce on them, and you're done. It's hard to beat that for a really inexpensive dinner, several meals. And again, a new local product that's available. Also featured just yesterday on the Instagram for Rochester Food Net, the coffee syrup from Sweet and Cute. And I didn't realize until I looked them up online that they have a shop in Honeaway Falls now on East Street, 28 East Street. And there's a walk-up window open today, 11 to 4, Wednesdays, noon to 6. So this is pretty recent. They make a coffee syrup, which I've seen in many local shops that carry local products. And I think it was finally out at the apple farm in Victor. I saw it there, and I just got to get this and try it, because I've been intending to do that. And it's delicious. I poured some over ice cream for the Instagram shoot, and I really appreciated the kind of work that professional photographers have to put into creating these kinds of shots when you're trying to, using something like ice cream that's going to freeze. And then I remembered, that was Kurt Brownell, or it was maybe another photographer that would shoot some of these things in, like really cold spaces to try to slow down the melting of the ice cream. Because, at some point, it just looks like soup. So either you go through a lot of ice cream trying to get your shot, or you turn the air conditioner on, or this time of the year you open the doors and the windows, and you try to slow down the melting process So Kurt Brownell has done a lot of the photography for, well, he did all the photography, I think, for the Rochester Public Market cookbooks. There still are some of the second cookbook available, I think, and they're selling it on sale for like $15. So you should get a copy of that, maybe as a gift for someone for the holidays, maybe just for yourself. But some, they're really awesome cookbooks, and you can get those at from the Friends of the Rochester Public Market. Maybe stop and get one or two today. There's some great recipes. They tested these recipes. They did some, Adam Wilcox did a lot of the writing and editing, and Kurt Brownell, the photography. So you should get a copy of those cookbooks. The second one is still available. Taking photographs or video, in this case, I did a little video of the pouring the syrup on the ice cream. Not as simple as it looks. So I had a few dishes of ice cream and some wonderful syrup. It's a very simple coffee syrup, organic sugar, coffee. It is a very simple syrup, and lots of uses. So I didn't realize that they have a few other products that they make with this coffee syrup. That's their main product, but they've added salted coffee caramels and coffee caramel popcorn. So again, you'll find these at their shop in Honeyway Falls, which is a beautiful little community to explore. But you also can find this coffee syrup at many different places and farm markets and things around our area. In fact, if you go to their list, they sell it in quite a few states. I didn't realize this. They've got a place in South Dakota and Oregon and South Carolina and Minnesota, Connecticut, a couple of spots in California that sell it. And then a bunch in the Finger Lakes, several wineries, and then many places here in our area, Lombardi's, Gourmet Foods, Lori's Natural Foods, Parkley, Niblock, which has a new space in the Genesee Regional Market now, Cook's World, Balsam Bagels, Laughing Gull Chocolates. There's a lot. So to check it out, read about it online, sweetandcute.com, and find out more about what it is, how they make it, how to use it. I think in the first time that I used it, I didn't use enough of it. Probably I was a little bit, didn't know how concentrated it would be. And it's really, you can treat it sort of like chocolate syrup over ice cream. Their website mentions that it's a treasure from Rhode Island, where coffee milk is the state drink. So check it out. Let me know how you use it. Let them know. Check out their new shop in Honeyway Falls. Again, open Saturdays and Wednesdays. Saturdays is today, 11 to 4. Wednesdays, noon to 6. If you run into products like this, let me know, because like this one, I've noticed it for like the last year, and I just, and I love coffee. I love coffee ice cream, and I just hadn't gotten around to getting some of this until recently. So I regret that now, and I've got to go try their coffee caramel popcorn. That's probably really... maybe kind of addictive. And they also do some drinks at that walk-up window, I guess, cold brew lattes, bubble tea, and they have some triple chocolate chip cookies, ice cream sandwiches. So a bunch of different things at that shop. Maybe I'll try and get over there today. Speaking of cookies, a number of people had mentioned to me over... like the last year, that Superfly DMC in Penfield has really amazing cookies. And so I've been planning to go out there, and I finally went out there on Thursday and realized, actually, kind of as I was heading over there, that I saw a post on Instagram that they'd done, you know, when I stopped somewhere, another errand on my way over, and I realized they were actually closing on Thursday this past week. So Superfly DMC is now closed. And it's really sad to see this closing. It opened last summer. There's an article in the Democrat and Chronicle, and it was, according to the DNC article, the successor to Lindbergh's, which had been in that space on Penfield Road. It's the Wegmans Plaza, and there's Lisa's Liquor Barn, which is very close to Superfly DMC. So that is now closed. But I was able to get there and have a couple of things, the delicious French fries, and got a grilled cheese sandwich, and then got a couple other cookies, which I think had coconut in them, and kind of distinctive chocolate chip cookies, really good. Someone, whoever had recommended that, was right. There are some excellent cookies, but it is now closed. Really, sorry to see that go. It wasn't a place that I had been very often, but, they seem to, you know, really be focused on quality, and, you have bread from amazing grains. That's a great sign. They had some creative ingredients, pickled mushrooms, chimichurri, but it's a reminder during this pandemic that, and I'm not sure why they closed. I'm sure the pandemic was part of the reason that they did. And it's a huge challenge to keep businesses going during this pandemic. So, you know, find ways that you feel comfortable in supporting whatever small business it is, if it's takeout or if it's, you know, buying gift cards or telling friends and neighbors and supporting them on social media, helping to boost them. There are many ways that you can do this, and try to keep our small businesses going during this pandemic. And especially as, you know, the infection rates have been going up, there will be probably more restrictions in the future. Certainly what we do now will affect those infection rates. So be extra careful. Again, if you don't feel comfortable going in restaurants, do takeout, curbside pickup, do delivery. There's lots of options, and of course, gift cards and things, another way to support them. But the closing of Superfly DMC, one of the more unique small restaurants in our area, again, with a focus on quality and some great flavors. I'm very sorry to see them close, and perhaps they'll be back somewhere in the future in a different form. But so I want to thank them for really doing a great job. Dave McDonald and his staff. Some nice people, and again, it's a reminder that even if we do support local small businesses, they may not all survive this pandemic. But you really need to go out of your way and invest some time, whether it's on, again, on social media or just telling friends and neighbors about these cool places, you know, whether it's Herd Orchards or Lombardi's Gourmet Foods in Fairport, or places, like the farm market, other farm markets around our region, local cider mills. There's lots of places to celebrate, especially this time of the year. Your purchases, promotion of them might be what makes the difference. You know, it's hard to tell. I think a lot of businesses will be on the edge of closing over the next 6 months. And again, what you do might be what helps keep them alive. It's like that analogy of the butterfly and the ripples that's wings create on water. You perhaps tell someone, and they tell someone else, and that person writes an article about them, or tells a group of friends about them, and then that's how businesses grow, especially when that word of mouth is so important right now. I think I forgot to mention last week, maybe I talked about some on the wine show, that the Sweet Creations exhibit at the George Eastman Museum is up. They have fewer gingerbreads this year. They limited it to 45, which is still quite a few gingerbread houses to explore. And they'll be being very careful about social distancing and not letting too many people in. But through December 13th, their Sweet Creations exhibit is up, and they're also doing the handcrafted wreaths, too. And those will go through November 29th, the gingerbread houses through December 13th. And then they are open on Thursday evenings. So November 19th, December 3rd, December 10th, those three evenings, 5 to 8 p.m., and they're doing the auction online, so even if you can't get over there, you can get or if you're planning to go and want a preview of the gingerbread houses that you'll see, check out their online auction, and you can bring one of these home, and it's a benefit, of course, for the George Eastman Museum, so I hope you'll go see those, again, they will be, I think, very careful as places like this are with social distancing, wear a mask. Of course, it comes out in the last several weeks that wearing a mask actually protects you and the people around you. If we could have come out with this, like many months ago, that would have been helpful. But the wearing of a mask, allowing that to become a political issue, which, is pretty much directly blame on the president, the lame duck president, and the people in the Republican Party that have been supporting him and have been flagrantly not wearing masks in hearings in Congress and, social get-togethers and, announcements in the Rose Garden. And now there's something like 130 Secret Service people that are in quarantine because several dozen have tested positive. Wear a mask. I mean, find one that looks cool and interesting. You don't want to wear the more disposable, everyday kind of hospital-looking masks. There are a bunch of tailor shops, which probably have lots of extra fabric, that have been making masks, and they're probably really well made. You can probably choose from a wide variety of fabrics, and I've seen signs up on several local tailor shops. There also are people at the Brighton Farmers Market and the Rochester Public Market that are making masks and selling them. So find something interesting and get several so you have backup, so you can leave them in your car or various places in your jacket pocket. And just, if this had not become a political issue and people had just worn masks, we wouldn't be in the terrible situation that we are right now around the country with increase in the infection rates. They probably would have still been going up, but we wouldn't be in as bad a situation as we are now. Masks do work. Social distancing, it does work. We just have to do this until we get the vaccine, which is getting closer. So when you go out to eat at restaurants or out to the George Eastman Museum or wherever you're going, or just walking down the street, wear a mask and just put up with it for hopefully several more months, but not forever, that's for sure. So again, frustrating to see the rates go up, and this could have been controlled. A lot of the politics around the wearing of masks could have been avoided, should have been avoided, if people had listened to the medical experts. So frustrating to see, businesses have to close because of shutdowns and things that could have been avoided. Again, support those local small businesses, and let me know as you run into, the interesting people and interesting small businesses around our community. And there's lots to explore, and always love hearing from listeners. And you can email me anytime, michael@saverlife.com. We'll have Discover the Finger Lakes to follow this morning. I want to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Garth Fagan Dance. And tomorrow it's The Grapevine, 9 a.m. here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.